Danny Stevens does, though. She's got a nice head of hair. She's going gangbusters. She was the youngest ever discus world champion, and up to, 12 years later, has decided that that's enough. She's thrown that thing around the ring enough, and I'm going to go out and do some other things. And she's been good enough to join us on The Breakfast Club this morning. Danny, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. Now, 2009, we go back to straight away when we talk about you because you're awesome. As a world champion, the youngest ever discus world champion, it's such a long time ago. Does it feel like that for you?
Yeah, it feels like a whole other life.
Yeah.
It's been such a long time. There's been so many experiences and trips and teams and world champs and Com Games and Olympics in between now and then. So, yeah, to think back to that day and see footage from back then, which is kind of popping up now that I decided to announce my retirement, it's really nice to relive those memories and realise just what a good time it was.
And it was such a big couple of years for you up until that point. I mean, you were the World Youth Champion in 2005, World Junior and Champion in 2006, and then 2009 you're the World Champion. So your progression was quite linear for that perspective. And then you know, obviously two-time Commonwealth Games World Champion as well. You've had some amazing results in your career. Did you get what you thought you would out of this career?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I heard someone say once that you'll never leave the sport achieving everything that you wanted to do. And there's a few things that were driving me the whole time, you know, to throw 70 metres, and I fell just a little bit short with 69.64 being my PB. And obviously what winning an Olympic gold medal or Olympic medal was one of the main drivers as well. So my best result was fourth at the Rio Olympics. So it took a little bit of time to kind of, you know, process those things that I hadn't achieved some of my life goals. But when I look back at it, I've had some incredible experiences. I've met some amazing people. I've got to follow my passion and travel the world and do what I love. So I feel really privileged and grateful to have been able to do that.
Danny, firstly, congratulations on an amazing career. With athletes, with sports people, they carry a lot of injuries. A footballer has bad knees. A tennis player has a bad elbow. A golfer has a bad back. What does a discus thrower have at the end of her career that's like, whoa, you know, I've known I've thrown a discus for a number of years?
Arthritis. I've been doing this, for such a long time. I've been playing sports since I've been about 4 years old. I joined Little Athletics when I was four in Tiny Tots. I've been pretty lucky for the majority of my career that I haven't had too many injuries. You know, we've had a lot of bone stress and stress fracture type repetitive injuries. I wore a lot of splints towards the ends to protect my wrists because they were just shot from all the med balls and bench pressing and Olympic lifting that I've done. And one of the main ones that I had was, the discs in my spine and my neck the last few years. So had some pretty good ones the last few years, but I can honestly say I walk away just feeling a little bit old and crunchy at 33, but pretty much in one piece. So.
So will it have any effects on you later in life, Danny, the injuries or the wear and tear, or do you think it's something that can heal over time?
Yeah, honestly, it's just a little bit of wear and tear. I think as we get older, or any athlete, you know, just that general maintenance that you've got to take, keep in mind as you're moving. I've still got to do a lot of glute activation, shoulder activation. You know, I'm quite loose jointed anyway. I think that was one of the things that made me excel in the sport that I did. I could reach, I had really good flexibility and I could have a lot of strength through range. So I think just moving forward, I just need to keep on top of those things. Obviously still want to stay really active and go to the gym, maybe not lift such big weights, but you know, I've joined just local comp basketball, so I've been running around trying not to bowl people over. So just having fun, but just keeping those little bits of rehab in mind. If something starts to get a little bit tight or a little bit niggly, I kind of know the process that I have to go through to keep those in check. And if not, my physio is 10 minutes around the corner. So I said to her, I'll still be seeing you probably a fair bit.
Danny, when you think back over your career, is there one competition that you thought, I was on that day? It might not have been when you threw your personal best or the like, but you just felt like everything was perfect. Your mechanics of your throw was spot on. Was there just a particular event that you can remember?
Yeah, there's actually a few come to mind, and some of them are where I have thrown personal bests and I have been lucky enough to walk away with a medal or, you know, a championship. But one that does come to mind was back in 2014. I was at a little place in Germany called Wiesbaden, and it's known for its high winds. And I landed and 2 days out, got off the plane, had a session and was just absolutely bombing them out. I think I remember it was Ben Harradine, who's an Australian discus thrower. And I said to him, oh, what's that back fence? Measure that. And he goes, oh, it's about 75 metres. I said, are you kidding? And he goes, why? Because I saw him the next day at the competition. I said, I came here yesterday and was throwing and was feeling really good. And they were bouncing and then hitting the fence like really quickly after that. And he goes, okay. And then I had a couple of, from what I was told, over 70-metre fouls that went out the right-hand sector line, my first two throws. And, I was really on that day, and I felt really good. The third one I had to kind of slow down and make sure I got one measured. So I threw a PB on that day, which was 67.99, and 49. And then, just couldn't regain my rhythm for the last three rounds. But, you know, from what I was told, they were probably my what would have been personal best throws. So a bit bummed not to have had those measured, but, you know, I knew it was there, and I went out and threw another PB a couple of weeks later as well, and eventually got to, you know, just short of 70 metres. So there's a couple opportunities where I thought, yeah, I've been in the best shape of my life, and it did happen. Other times it didn't happen, but, you know, that's the beauty of sport. You've got to execute on the day.
And no doubt about that. And you've done it magnificently all the way through your career.
And just, Danny, just finally, how frustrating is it when you're just trying to get to a particular number and it doesn't matter how hard you try, that doesn't necessarily translate to throwing it further, and just that quest to get to a number all the time?
Yeah, it's kind of, now that I've kind of stopped, it's quite all-consuming.
Yeah,
it's something that motivated me the most, but, yeah, again, the more you try, and if you try and force it, it doesn't work out. So over the last few years, a lot of it's been about mindfulness and that mental approach and just easing into finding the tempo and the rhythm with discus throwing as well. If you try, you know, the moment you try is the moment everything kind of tenses up and your rhythm and timing's out. It's very forced and you don't have that flow and that rhythm throughout the circle. So that was part of the challenge that I loved about competing, is just refining, you know, a degree, change of degree in the angle of the hip here would create a better, harder release, which would make it spin faster, therefore go further. So that pursuit and that technical challenge and that challenge of execution was something that kept me really intrigued and really interested to just kind of play with in training and competition. And then you throw nerves and adrenaline in there too. So, yeah, it was part of the quest, which I really, really enjoyed that part of it. So, yeah, there was times where I threw my PB and I thought I'd had bigger throws in training the day before that, but, you know, you still have to be happy that you've just given it your best on the day. That's all anyone's ever asked of me, and you've got to walk away happy at the end of the day.
You did that plenty of times, and hopefully you can walk away happy after a magnificent career, Danny. We wanted to congratulate you and talk about you this morning because you deserve it after a fantastic time in the world of athletics. Good luck with whatever is happening next.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Good stuff. Danny Stevens.